Near FM presents Jammy Dodgers, written by Kira Gillen, developed in association with Reckless Fascination, directed by Anna Nugent. Please be advised that the program contains strong language.
Jesus! Did you idiots sleep here again?
C'est impressive. 3 nights in a row.
It's dedication to the cause.
How am I still alive? Where's my baggie?
What you looking for there, Lukey?
Nothing.
You sure? Looking a little pale there.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but I've been having the best night's sleep. Jesus, Luke. Did you get any sleep? Your eyes are very bloodshot.
I'm fine. I'm getting all the sleep I need. So Yasmin, you ready to end this thing?
My offer still stands, lads. Your jobs, and you get to be boss one day a week.
Raises for everyone? Tuesday, Fridays, and you step down?
You're dreaming, Eddie. It ain't happening.
I heard you're not even part of the investor prep team anymore. Conrad's pushed you out.
No, he hasn't.
Left you to deal with us, while he swoops in here and takes all the glory.
No. This ends today anyways, lads.
I don't know. I'm pretty comfy here.
Yeah, we could stay here all week. Make things very uncomfortable for when the investors arrive tomorrow.
Well, joke's on you, because the investors won't even come to this floor.
Oh my god! It's Evo!
What? Where? Shit, he never comes down here.
Everyone remain calm. He's clearly here to negotiate our terms. Sit up straight and look serious.
Shit, hide me. Why don't you dare call him over here. Don't you dare. What the hell is she doing here?
He didn't even say hi. I've been here all night. They didn't even say hello. Not even a glance.
I gotta get out of here.
You can't. I've got them on the ropes.
Mike, give me the keys. I can't take this anymore. I haven't slept in 3 days.
You give him the key and you're never getting your old job back.
How could he just ignore me like that?
Stage 6. It took a while to get here, no, Mike? Oh, it's you. Well, what news?
Hurry along, mein Schatz. Don't dawdle. I don't want to be infected by these withering species. I have an appointment with my facialist soon, and if she sees a speck of human pity or emotional distress on my face, she refuses to work on me.
I'll follow you up to your office, Fatty.
At your own peril. Please, go through the diffuser before you step in. I had it newly installed last week.
Look, is that you? I can see you hiding your face.
Oh, Rebecca, I didn't see you there.
Really? I was standing right here. I thought you were helping finance an orphanage in Papua New Guinea.
The deal fell through. Kids all got adopted. Lucky little souls, eh? So I came back to help my pal Mike out.
Hello!
Really? You are taking part in their protest? You're very dedicated to the cause, chaining yourself to your desks. But why didn't you call me when you got back?
I lost my phone.
Is that your phone ringing?
No.
Whose phone is that? I'm serious.
Oh, sorry, it's mine! Luke, sorry, do you mind if I get my phone from your pocket there?
Why, get off me. Damn, whose phone even rings these days?
Why are you lying to me?
I'm sorry, Rebecca. I used to be an entrepreneur, but my business partner ran off to Bali and my best friend dumped me for this idiot and I just...
I didn't dump you for Ned.
Not you, Mike.
Oh, of course. Yes.
You just met me at a very bad time in my life.
I see. Well, it's a good thing you won't be here for much longer, then.
What does she mean by that? Luke.
I've no clue, Ned.
She's very pretty, Luke.
She has Ivor's eyes.
We need to up our pressure. Don't stop chatting. Starting now. Everyone, get out your phones and Google 100 most annoying protesting songs.
Where is my baggie? Jesus H. Christ, where is it?
All right, Kangaroo. We need to talk.
not right now, George. I'm trying to figure out how to prove Conrad has the office bugged and is selling all our information to the CIA. Or maybe just the Green Party.
Why?
He's warmed his way back into Ivor's affections and it's ruining everything for me.
Oh, I think you've lost it, Yasmin. You're not the cute, pudgy gal I used to like.
Whoa, hold up. Who are you calling pudgy, George?
I just mean that you had this cute little way about you, with your little chubby cheeks and your little belly fat and your jiggle when you walked. You seemed all innocent and you never made sense, but it was cute, you know? And you'd look at me with these big eyes that said, "Come, save me, George."
What? No, I didn't. Where the hell is this coming from?
Because you haven't looked at me like that in weeks. Months, in fact. Not since...
Since we started sleeping together.
I was gonna say since I introduced you to my other love, Abba.
Right. That too.
What's going on? I thought we had something nice here.
I'm just focused on work and figuring out how to not get everyone fired.
And not to get Luke fired, you really mean. I don't know why, but I just can't seem to compete with that guy. It's always about Luke.
I guess it is. You might want to sit down for this, George.
If you're going to go on about Luke, I really don't want to hear it.
There's no nice way to tell you this. I hate Abba.
Crikey, mate! Take it easy!
You're extremely hot, George. There's no denying that. But my God, you bore me deeply. We have zero chemistry. And I realize you have a bit of a savior complex. Why didn't you just let me quit when I wanted to? Because you thought you could save me.
Well, no, I...
And you're a terrible singer. In fact, it's like listening to two eels fighting over Abba. Plus, I'm in love with Luke.
Whoa, that was surprisingly easy to say.
Right. You couldn't just say it's over, no?
I'm sorry, George. Sometimes these things just need to be said out loud.
You're really dumping me for that drongo who's locked up to his desk trying to get you fired.
Love works in mysterious ways. I should probably go find him before I call the cops on them. We're cool, right? Great! Luke, there you are.
I was taking a leak. Can't protesters take a leak? You're attacking our civil liberties now?
No. I was just looking for you. You weren't tied up with the other loonies, so I thought maybe you'd left.
Nope. Can't get rid of me that easy.
Tell me about it. You're like a bad rash. You're like a bad rash. One of those really itchy ones that I tell myself I won't scratch and will go to the doctors this time to get checked out. But I just can't do it.
Like scabies.
I was thinking more eczema.
Right.
I don't like how things have gone between us, and I just wanted to tell you that.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks?
Yeah, thanks. What else do you want me to say?
That you miss me? That you're sorry for everything that's happened? That it's not too late for us?
Is that how you feel?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm sorry I let things get so nuts between us. I miss you, Luke.
Right. Well, I've moved on.
Oh, come on. You're telling me you're happy with Ivor's daughter? What's her name again?
Yeah, just like you and George.
George was a mistake. He was like a safe Luke. You put your stuff inside, and you just know they'll be there when you come back. Even if it's 2 months later. Things with you were just so up and down, and I needed something calm.
I'm sure he'll love being described as a safe.
Well, good thing he isn't here, eh? You're not really dating Ivor's daughter, are you?
No.
That must have been weird.
Especially when she wanted to go to an Italian restaurant on her first date and insisted I eat pasta. I was convinced Ivor had set up a camera somewhere. Oh, I'm getting fired anyway. She's on her way up to tell him I've trampled on her heart.
Damn. Fatty won't be happy. I wouldn't worry about it. You guys are pretty much fired now anyway.
What?
Oh, come on. What did you expect? Ivor's a nut job. He wasn't gonna let you guys protest like this and keep your jobs. Do you think he believes in employee rights?
No need to hide this anymore.
What the hell is that?
My sanity.
You brought coke into the office?
So?
Have you lost it?
Well, I'm fired anyway.
You brought it in before you knew you were fired.
That's what you were looking for this morning, wasn't it?
Well, how else was I supposed to manage his 3-day slumber fest with Ned and Mike snoring beside me?
I don't know, Luke. Maybe not orchestrated in the first place? You're unreal.
Am I? Am I now?
Don't get all shouty with me. I should call the cops on your ass. Get you locked up for the night. Then you'll have something to shout about.
You wouldn't dare. Actually, you don't have the balls to do.
Try me. Just try me.
Go on. Take out your phone.
Oh, I will. You don't have to ask me twice.
Well, clearly I do, seeing you haven't done it yet.
I am. I have my fingers on my phone.
Where? In your pocket? I don't see it.
It's coming out now.
I call bluff. I'm going to do a line right here, because I know you won't do anything about it.
Oh, really? What's this I have in my hand? Oh, look, I'm dialing a number. Wait, that's the number for the German police. 911?
No, dumbass, that's the American number.
Well, how do I know that? That's the first number I can think of.
You're not even American.
I watch a lot of cop shows.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. It's 112.
Ah, right, of course. Thanks. I'm about to click connect.
Well, you actually dialed it.
Well, yeah. You were pushing me. Plus, you've had a line of coke poured on your hand, Luke.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Waste not, want not, eh?
Man, I can't believe you just did that. I'm your boss.
So you keep reminding me.
And so I will, while you keep acting like a child.
Well, just call the cops. I know you want to.
Fine.
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 Whoa. You've changed, Ivor.
I think it's finally over. He looks at me like I'm...
Ivor?
Ned.
Oh, zoot. That's bad.
Hello, are you sure you can be talk?
Who's that?
Shit! I forgot I called them.
Well, you are breaking hearts everywhere. I just saw George looking very melancholic. Finally ripped the band-aid?
Yep. And I have another one I've got to do.
Atan, Yasmin, there's something I should tell you.
What's going on?
Yasmin, what are you doing here?
Not that it's any of your business, Connie, but I'm giving Ivor my notice. Suppose you've taken my job now, so I can just give it to you.
Don't people usually email these things?
Not in Germany, they don't. Fine. I'll give it to him myself. I wanted to talk to him anyway. Is he in there?
Now is not a good time, Yasmin.
Mr. Putz, if you don't open this door, we will be forced to knock it down.
Fatty, please, open the door.
What's going on?
I tried to keep you from this, but it's come to my attention and the attention of the German tax authorities that Ivor was skimming money off the top. A lot of money. For years. He was using those fake employee records to create wages that he was siphoning for himself.
What?
When he fired me for forgetting to send that invoice, it was the last straw. I knew there was something shady. Then when Zoe reached out to me...
Zoe?
Yes, she's hired me for her new company.
Whoa. What?
Focus, Yasmin. Zoe and I got talking, and she mentioned seeing something in his office about his accounts. I just knew I needed to get in here, get him to trust me again, think I was coming in to save that investor's deal, and I could dig out the proof I needed.
So you weren't coming for my job?
Mr. Putz, Ivor, we can hear you in there. Your whimpering is very loud. Just open the door, we can help you.
Are they really gonna help him?
Oh God, no. He's going to jail for a long, long time. He's been skimming for about 10 years. Each of those interns he's had, he'd get them to set up an account for him in the Cayman Islands, each one under the name of a fired employee.
Why?
He thought they couldn't link it back to him.
That man's a moron. Even I know that. So, the investor deal?
It's long been dead. I had them playing along a bit so I could get in here and gain his trust.
Wow. You are quite conniving, Connie. Didn't think you had it in you.
I learnt from the best. Zoe's really something. She's a hell of a businesswoman.
Oh, right, of course. So what happens now?
Well, he's refusing to come out of his office. We might have to send in the army. What are you two doing here?
I heard Ivor wouldn't leave his office, so I brought the cavalry.
Mike? that's your big plan?
But of course. They are now twins, one of the same, two broken hearts in a world of strange little men. The difference being that Mike has now reached stage 7, acceptance, and Ivor, of course, is at stage 1.
Stage 7, eh?
Oui, he is a changed man. Ivor broke him and I picked up the pieces. Go on, show him.
I work for Zoe now. Here's my card.
Weren't you protesting and fighting for your love of this place like 5 minutes ago?
You gotta be agile, Yasmina.
That is not my name.
Opportunities present themselves in a flash, and you gotta be ready to snap them up. Just like that.
Right. So now you're a human assurance representative for Tingle. What the hell?
Tingle is my new dating app for confused 20-something-year-olds. Yasmin, you were the perfect muse. I couldn't have done it without you.
Happy to have helped, I guess.
Conrad is my new COO.
Connie, that's great. Back together again? It's Conrad, Mike. Don't forget it.
Of course. Very profesh.
And Mike here? Well, it's an assurance that he is a human and can get people coffee.
Zoe, you're wonderful. I'll talk to you later. I have to deal with Ivor now.
How the hell did you convince old Sticklebazaar's Connie Conrad to come on board?
Oh, you know, a little tickling of his chin, a scratching of his ego, and a promise to not fire him before Mike and we were good to go.
Let me have a crack at this. I'm the Ivor Whisperer. Coming through, move aside. Ivor. My old friend, it's Mike. I know you're in shock. I was there too, buddy. Let me help you through this heartache and to the other side of salvation.
I suppose I should start packing up my shit and looking for a new job.
Oui. Unless, of course, you want to come work for me.
Thanks. But after all this, I actually want more than an executive assistant.
Je sais, I know. That's why I had this made up for you.
Yasmin O'Connor Tingle? Co-founder? Inspiration of it all? Seriously?
Mais oui. I am the brains, but you, chérie, are the heart. Of course, that doesn't mean a 50-50 split. I'm not stupid, huh? Maybe 70-30? Probably more like 80-20.
Ned, what's going on?
You know it very well. Couldn't stop us when you called the guards on Luke, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I hung up, I swear. Luke!
Monsieur Georges is looking very suspicious over there.
Oh no, you don't think?
Another unsuspecting twist of this little love triangle? But of course, chérie, why not? Anyway, I'm gone. The stench of failure is starting to stick to my clothes as well, and I don't care for it.
How's it going, George? Old buddy, old pal. Surprised to see the police are here for Luke. Well, I'm pretty sure I didn't call them.
No.
You didn't happen to overhear my conversation with Luke and take it upon yourself to give them an old buzzaroo?
What would a safe guy go and do that for?
Oh, for fup's sake, George! You weren't meant to hear that.
Well, guess what? Boring old George did. And there's nothing wrong with being boring, Yaz. There's a whole market out there for it.
I know, George, I know.
So it was George who called the cops on me?
Yep. And you would have learned that sooner if you'd ever answered my calls or texts or emails over the years.
Well, I was too pissed.
Clearly.
Could have sworn you did it.
Well, I didn't. I even tried to get George to back off, but it was his party gift to me before he fucked off back to Australia.
That spiteful little...
Well, it's not as if we did right by him or you were ever nice to him.
I mean, I didn't call the cops on his puny ass and get him deported and press charges.
But you used every chance you had to rub our thing in his face. Plus, you did bring coke into the office and you were doing lines in front of everyone, so...
Okay, I was a dick. It just rubbed me up the wrong way that this ridiculously good-looking guy had nabbed you. with everything else falling apart, I just lost it.
So what happened to everyone? I lost contact with them all.
Well, Mike managed somehow to get Ivor out of his office. Of course, he was then arrested, spent about 8 months in jail, and apparently when he came out, he was a new man. Started a podcast with his daughter discussing the unfairly represented white-collar criminals in the world. Last I heard, they were bought by Spotify, and they've a partnership with some Italian pasta brand. Mike lasted about 6 months before Zoe fired him. We heard he went back to working with Ivor. They deserved each other, those two.
And IKB?
Oh, it was shut down. Not before finding Ned still chained to his desk.
What?
Yeah. It seems we forgot to tell him what was going on. I tried. Believe me, I tried. I was leaving with my stuff in boxes, and I think he just thought he'd won. They found him 3 weeks later when they came to clear the place out for the debtors. He was crouched in a corner, singing German lullabies.
Ned was proper nuts. And Zoe?
She's great. She's a millionaire. On her way to being a billionaire.
No way.
Oh, way. While I was busy stressing out about you and Ivor, she was making secret deals and lining up all those investors for her dating out Tingle.
Tingle? My mate Pete was just talking about that.
That's why I'm here in the Big Apple. We've just launched here.
You're working for Zoe.
With. Don't you listen? I'm a co-founder. Well, as Zoe likes to constantly remind me, I'm a small minority co-founder. She based Tingle on our love triangle. And as inspiration for this venture, she brought me on as CMO.
What do you know about marketing?
Nothing. But neither do any of the CMOs I've met over the years. It's all bullshit, Luke. Fake it till you make it. That Candace?
Yeah, she's getting worried now. I've been gone a while and we're in the roughest part of town, so...
I knew you brought me to some dodgy joint.
Well, I expected it to be a drink and run kind of thing.
Stiff me with the bill?
Well, sort of.
And now? 6 drinks later?
I should really get home.
Of course.
I really screwed up with us, didn't I?
No, I...
No, don't be kind. I sabotaged you because you didn't want me. And then I really doubled down with that Ned petition. And
if I knew then what I know now, then fuck.
The benefit of hindsight, right?
But look at you. You made it. A proper businesswoman.
You can even look me up. I was in some magazine last year as a rising star.
Well, you deserve it.
So, what about you?
What about me what?
When's the wedding?
A few months. Wanna come?
Sure. But there might be an objector. Or two. They're with me.
Oh yeah, your nips. I could see them up there standing to attention.
We protest this union. Best not to invite me then. Well, Lukey boy, it was a lot of fun going down memory lane with you. Hope you don't regret it.
Me? Never. I've got no regrets. But just the one.
I should go.
Already? Stay for one more.
No, if I stay, you're just gonna have another regret on that list.
Pretty sure it would undo my only regret.
I'm in New York for another week or so. You have my number. Don't be a stranger.
Hey, Candy, you home? I think we need to talk.
The program you have just heard, Jammy Dodgers by Kira Gillen, developed in association with Reckless Fascination, directed by Anna Nugent, was performed by Bridget Leahy as Zoe, Jessica Okapu as Yasmin, Mike Walsh as Luke, Sean McManus as George, Paul Nugent as Conrad and Mike, Kobolahan Salome Salami as Ned, Sean McManus as Peter and George, Tim Casey as Ivor.
This program was co-funded by Comisión na Mban with the television license fee.